Tax time, and we've got four good reasons why you should file, like, now. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 16th day of February. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, the Biden White House and foreclosure information. Hey, what about inflation? We asked. Rolling power and gas outages? What's the story? We've got it. The USDA is projecting lower profits for farmers for years. We've got the Wall Street Report and why not another pandemic burnout story. And because it is National Entrepreneurship Week, a reprise with the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, Jason Pfeiffer, as to why every business needs to think like an entrepreneur. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AUREON.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, IOB underscore News Hour for Twitter. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. Well, the tax man cometh, and we've got four solid reasons that you should file your federal taxes as soon as possible and not put it off until the April 15th deadline. Ready? Well, first would be the government stimulus payments. We've all heard stories about missed stimulus payments or only half payments. No doubt it's because there was a glitch in the IRS filings. Now, those folks who have missed payments have got to go through a process to get that last payment. So according to CNET, here are those four great reasons to get her done now. Getting your taxes done and in now increases your chances of getting your stimulus payment on time. And why not get it over with so you don't have that lingering in the back of your mind? Since any missing stimulus check money is also tied to your tax return this time around, filing early will mean that you get any missing stimulus money faster as well. If you're owed a tax refund and stimulus money, both will arrive as part of the same payment. For example, let's say your tax refund was $500 and your stimulus check allotment was $500. You'll receive one $1,000 payment from the U.S. Treasury. All right, ready? Here's another one. The chance to set up direct deposit with the IRS or to fix any issues if you file right away. People with direct deposit accounts on file with the IRS have typically received their stimulus payments faster than those getting money in the mail. And finally, you'll stand a better chance of getting your full payment with the new stimulus check in 2021. According to the latest proposal, which, by the way, is not law, the IRS would base your third stimulus payment on your 2019 or 2020 taxes, whichever has the most recent on file. Any money you don't get as part of the automatic payment, you'll have to claim a year from now on your 2021 taxes. Simple, right? And just get it done. This morning, the Biden administration announced yet another COVID-19-related relief effort, this time aimed at struggling property owners. The move will extend both the ban on foreclosures and mortgage forbearance options for those with government-backed loans. So what does all this mean? Well, according to Million Acres, if you have a USDA, FHA, or VA-backed mortgage loan, you can now apply for forbearance through June 30th of this year. Now, that was previously set to March 31st. You can also maintain your forbearance longer. Initially, borrowers could have up to 360 days of forbearance, pausing their mortgage payments for nearly a full year. Well, today's announcement extends that timeline, allowing property owners who entered forbearance on or before June 30 of last year an additional 6 months of forbearance split into three-month increments. In total, borrowers can now pause payments for 18 months total. Finally, today's move also extends the foreclosure ban on government-backed properties. Servers cannot initiate foreclosures on those homes until after July 1st at the earliest. This was previously all set to expire at the end of March as well. The White House says this will assist 2.7 million homeowners currently in forbearance. Wall Street investors and analysts have become fixated in recent weeks on the potential for the Biden administration's planned $1.9 trillion fiscal stimulus package that targets relief to hard-hit households, that it will cause inflation to spiral out of control. Now some economists are weighing in. Economists at Oxford Economics said that they expect to see the longest inflation stretch above 2% since before the financial crisis. However, it is unlikely to sustainably breach 3%. Meanwhile, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that he doesn't expect a large or sustained outbreak of inflation, while also stressing that the central bank remains focused on recouping lost jobs during the pandemic. And as we've reported in the past, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has reiterated a call that the time for more big fiscal stimulus is now. So, it looks like inflation be damned. Last night, my bride walked into the cowboy room. That's a room with a fireplace, TV, saddle, old rodeo stuff. It's kind of what I have. And calmly said, "Oh, by the way, I've been reading about rolling power outages." Well, she said it in kind of an offhand way. And that immediately caught my attention because we've been through that before, and with the low temperature to hit minus 20 degrees here in central Iowa, that was something you need to take seriously. But within minutes, I learned it was not an issue with electricity, but with natural gas, and our provider, MidAmerican Energy, said that disaster could be avoided by turning down the thermostat several degrees, which, of course, we did. So what's the story behind the rolling power outages? Well, my friends in Texas were experiencing those already yesterday by noon, as wind turbines froze up due to the cold that was so rare in that part of the country. In addition, frozen instruments at natural gas, coal, and even nuclear facilities, as well as limited supplies of natural gas, also compounded the problem. The issue has resulted in concern about renewable energy resources and the weather. However, while turbines failed to turn in Texas, they were running well in Iowa. Meanwhile, because of the extreme cold, the call for more power simply overtook the generation ability and natural gas availability. So, the question may not be about renewable energy, but more about engineering to future climate changes. Meanwhile, back in Iowa, while our power was not rolled back, I was in communication with many rural folks who indicated they had lost power and were concerned for their livestock and aging family members. Best advice? Keep in touch with your local news authorities and your power supplier to know what is and what is not happening. Speaking of farmers, word is that they will not see as profitable a year as 2020 for perhaps 10 years out. Bloomberg is reporting that sobering news out of the USDA. Farm profits soared to their highest level in 7 years on the heels of a flood of government aid related to the pandemic and the trade war, with direct federal assistance payments accounting for more than a third of U.S. farmers' $121 billion in net income last year, fully one-third. Now, despite a continuous rise in sales through 2030, the USDA forecasts profits could be lower, dropping to $100 billion this year and then fluctuating in a range between $99 billion and $109 billion through 2030. The USDA projections assume no change in current government policy, though the Biden administration has suggested it is considering payments to farmers to encourage climate-friendly practices. Well, it was a rocky day on Wall Street as investors came back following the long holiday weekend. The markets opened up at the bell but fluctuated between gains and losses for the entire day. By the closing bell, the Dow finished the day at a new record, up by 64 points to close at 31,522, as investors eyed the promise of more stimulus dollars into the economy. Meanwhile, the tech-heavy NASDAQ underperformed, slipping by 47 points on the backs of losses from Apple and Microsoft. The NASDAQ closed at 14,047. The S&P 500 fell fractionally to close at 3932. For the most part, stimulus, strong quarterly reports, and the vaccine delivery all have bode well for investors. And finally, there is this. How about another story about, well, the pandemic and how that is impacting each one of us? Experts are saying that uncertainty and disruption due to COVID-19 have led to widespread feelings of fatigue and burnout. Researchers show that a majority of people in much of the world say their mental health has been negatively affected by the pandemic. According to psychologist Emma Cavanaugh, the ongoing stress can lead to psychological hibernation. What's that? Well, you just kind of cut yourself off. And that can lead to a loss of concentration, poor sleep, and memory issues. Warning signs at work can be negativity or slower performance and can be a trigger for managers to check in and offer some help. Meanwhile, others indicate you can fight back by staying engaged. Communicate with others in the workplace, even by simply picking up the phone and having a conversation. Remember what that was like? All right, stay with us, because it is National Entrepreneurship Week. And who better to talk about entrepreneurship than the editor and chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, Jason Pfeiffer. In this reprise conversation, he shares why every business person should be thinking and acting like an entrepreneur to not only maintain, but also to get better. Jason Pfeiffer, next.